Dr. Avery Harris here, and it is currently October 21st, 2022. It's been a while since my last log. I was a little embarrassed about how it ended. I'd never expected Ophelia to act like that. I'm not sure what overcame her that day, but everything's changed. She's been much more protective of me. She allows me in her unit, even welcomes me into it. She likes to lay on top of me and keep her head on my stomach. I'm trying not to think about the implications of this or wonder if she's able to smell a difference in my scent. I'm pretending that it's not happening. She's more of a monstrosity than an animal, which at least that's something that calms my nerves when I'm left alone with my thoughts about how my period is late and the last time I had sex it was with Ophelia. Lots of sleepless nights. I wish I could say it was just that one and only time that we had sex. I really wish I could. But it seems apparent that every time I enter her containment unit, she wants to do something sexual with me inside her house. I think she's starting to see me as a mate, and I'm not exactly sure if that's a good or a bad thing. I'm sure you can hear her on the recording. The superiors are impressed with my progress with her, so, silver lining. They never thought they would see the day that Ophelia is docile. They're happy with the work I've been doing and they want me to continue it. The cameras are still broken down here, though. Loudly enough, fixing the cameras in a subterranean unit that houses exactly one specimen isn't top priority. Weird, I know. And with the increase of data we've been able to gather, they assume that she's doing better, so why do they need cameras to watch, right? Obviously, I'm following all the protocols. Sorry. We've learned that she's from Earth, and most likely she comes from the ocean based on her DNA samples. There's been jokes that she's what a mermaid really is, but considering how long she's lasted outside of water, I don't believe that's possible. Oh, and we've started communicating. How could I forget that? It's not how you would have expected, though. I'm kind of hesitant to say it out loud and into recording for fear this could be used against me or her. The last thing I would want is to put her life in danger. If the bosses knew how we were talking, they would demand for me to explain it and then make it accessible for everyone. And I'm not sure I want to do that. I like having something that's just between the two of us. I'm going to guess if you're this far into the tapes, you are the new hire who's going to replace me, so I'll tell you how we communicate. It might help you. Who knows? We communicate through mind stuff. I know, it sounds crazy. Telepathy or telecommunication, whatever it's called. It's how she speaks. I've been teaching her English, and she's been teaching me her language. I've learned that she's from the ocean, and she's been here for about 30 years now. She isn't sure, though, because there's no sun. She was taken from the beach when she was younger. As a child, she was playing in the abyss with some friends. She got hurt and passed out. Her body floated to the surface and eventually the beach, where the DLTCP found her and brought her here, thinking she could be the missing link or something or other. Who the fuck knows with them? You know something weird, newbie? I know you can't actually respond to me, but I don't know. It feels nice pretending to have a conversation with you. She keeps calling me her mate. She brings me gifts and tells me that they are her traditional courting practices. And I know I should put a stop to this. It's highly unethical for this kind of behavior, but I find it hard to tell her no. She puts so much effort into crafting little presents as a way to woo me, and the only time I told her I couldn't accept it, she was off for the rest of the day. I'm trying to figure out how to bring this up to my boss that she thinks of me in this romantic way and wants more, but there's no easy way to say it. And how will I justify it? If I tell them, I could be reassigned, and that would absolutely devastate Ophelia. She's grown quite fond of me, and with that comes a certain protectiveness. She's asked if I want to move into her nest. That's what she calls this place. I told her I have a nest of my own, and that seems to make her pout, but she hasn't asked again, which is a good thing. I think a part of her understands we aren't supposed to be together like this. I shouldn't allow her to be courting me like this, most notably after she fucked me. But what else am I to do? This recording has become more like a vent than an actual update in progress. Whether this is going in the archives or to someone who takes over for me, it's going to be quite the shock to listen to. I think I might be the first researcher who has fucked a specimen and then said specimen wanted to be in a romantic relationship with them. That's not something you want to win. She calls me her star. I don't want to admit how it makes my stomach feel. She doesn't look human, not in the slightest. And yet I'm drawn to her. It's hard to explain, newbie. When you meet Ophelia, she's magnetic. Your eyes aren't sure what you're looking at, but your brain wants to know more. She doesn't feel how you would expect. She doesn't move or react to things that are typical. She's different and special. Though I'm sure you know that if you're listening to these tapes. I hope that whenever these tapes are being played, that she is out of the unit and I am no longer working for the DLTCP. I don't think they would approve of my methods if I'm being honest. Oh. She's nuzzling deeper into me while I make this. She can hear everything I'm saying, but she doesn't know English that well, so I'm not too worried about it. She can say things like leaf and rock, but she doesn't understand the moral and ethical implications of what we're doing. And even if she did, I don't think she would care. After 30 years of being alone, I don't know if I would be able to care either. She's probably just seeking comfort, affection, someone that makes her feel something again. She said she was so lonely for years and had resigned herself to dying all alone in this facility, and that broke my heart. She says I give her hope. I wish I wasn't her source for happiness and hope because if anything happens to me, if my superior decides to listen to this tape for whatever reason, I can be fired. I won't be here for her anymore, which will only cause more of a backlash from her. I can't imagine how she would react if they took me from her. I've taken to wearing skirts at work because what you're hearing right now. After 5 or 6 ripped pairs of pants that resulted in her fucking me, I learned that it's easier to just wear a skirt. Gives her easy access because, regardless of what I want, I always end up letting her get her fill of me. It makes her happy. It allows for the other tests we perform on her to go smoother. As long as I'm in eyesight, the researchers can do all the tests they want to her. She's not like how she was a few months ago. At least we're hidden in her nest. At least she now communicates with people. I know I can say it's for the sake of science and justify it through that. But in all honesty, she's been insatiable since the first time. She's constantly wanting to fuck me. It says it makes her happy to be able to mate with her star. And I told her, I just take care of her. But she looked at me like we both know it's a lie. Right now, she's shoving my face towards her throbbing cock. She's telling me in my head to suck it. This is kind of a new development. She's eaten me out plenty, but I've never had her cock in my mouth. I'm not sure how this is going to play out with the barbs, but I guess it doesn't really matter. There's no point in lying to myself or denying her pleasure. I have a morbid curiosity, and I want to know what it feels like. We both know I'm always going to cave and make her feel good. You're not even giving a girl a chance. You're just shoving my head on the. Oh. You can't just shove me all the way on your cock like that without a warning. I know you like it when I take it deep, but you gotta give me a second. Why don't you back off for a second and let me handle it? I can take care of you, I can make you feel good. It turns out your cock's not so different from a normal human's. The barbs just make it more fun for me. I like how they feel against my tongue and my mouth. It's a fun texture for me to wrap my tongue around. You taste so good. It's so smooth, just like your skin. I wasn't expecting that. It feels so good in my mouth. Such a nice weight. I love swallowing down every inch of your cock, baby girl. Oh, the way I can take it in my throat. I like that. You like the feeling of your cock deep in my throat? That's my good girl. Keep your eyes on me, princess. Watch as my tongue swirls around the tip. My hand massages your ball sack. So thick. Stretching my mouth completely out, making my lips swell. So delicious. You fill up my mouth so perfectly, baby girl. You think I'm pretty on my knees? What a good girl, letting me take control, letting me suck your cock like this. Such a pretty dick. It looks even prettier in my mouth, doesn't it? I can tell it's starting to get sloppy. My saliva is creating a trail every time I pop off. I just love how you taste. That weird fluid you produce that coats your skin. It tastes so fucking good. It always gets me so wet. You know, you're the only person who has ever made me get wet just from sucking cock. Feel my tongue working you, wrapping around, long and wet and warm. It feels so good, doesn't it, baby girl? Oh. All the way in the back. Oh, swallowing your entire cock like it's nothing. Look at me. That's a good girl. Keep your eyes on me. Oh. Watch every inch of your pretty cock disappear down my throat. Oh. Isn't that pretty? It's so easy to swallow all of it, princess. I love how you feel. I love how you taste. Love how you stretch my mouth out. Taking it like such a good girl. I'm so proud of you for handing me the reins. I know that's hard for you, princess, but doesn't it feel better to turn off your brain for a bit and let me please you? You're actually allowing me to take care of you for once. You're doing so good for me. That's why I'm pulling out all the stops. Deep throating you, playing with your balls, swallowing and humming around it, flicking my tongue around while I take you in deeper. The perfect sized cock for my baby girl. All this drool running down my face, I'm an absolute mess. So fucking delicious. That's my good girl. Humming around your cock while my tongue circles around it, wrapping around, sliding back and forth along the shaft, feeling all the barbs. You like my lips and how swollen they are right now? So red and puppy from sucking your cock. I think it's a good color on me, don't you agree? Look at how wide it stretches my mouth, baby girl. So big and full. You like how it feels when my throat constricts around it as I swallow? All the saliva and other stuff just going right into my stomach. You gonna come down my throat? Oh, baby girl. You gonna let me taste you for real this time? Come on, princess. You know you want to. Be good for me and calm down my throat. I want to taste your cum. I want it filling up my stomach. Come on, don't be greedy with it. Come for me. Come for me, good girl. Come down my throat and fill me up just how you need to. Doesn't taste better than a normal human's. It's kind of sweet. And a watery texture. I can't say I hate it. In fact, I quite enjoy it. Oh, what a good girl. If my superiors hear this tape, they will have enough justification to fire me. Oh, I'm so fucking fucked, Ophelia.